This morning, I'd like to share about three different lenses, you could say, of our readings. Now, sometimes when we look at the Bible or we hear the readings at Mass, there's so many. It's kind of like picking up a diamond and just seeing all the shining things that could come in different little tiny parts of reflecting the sun in a, you know, just a little way to see it. And so when we listen to the readings, again, I want to just say three kind of small things that are pretty important for us, especially as we prepare for Lent. But first, we had a big connection with leprosy. We heard in the first reading of the leprosy in Leviticus and then our gospel in Mark. And we had a leper that was asking for healing from our Lord. Now, a quick connection there, you know, leprosy, especially back in the day, it was a brutal disease that was not ill. I mean, you couldn't see it, or you can't save it. Like, the people that have it, a leper back then and even today, is kind of dying first outside going inside. I mean, skin first and then their inside body. And they're also quarantined because they could pass it from others. So really, they're out of their village, away from their family, away from their friends, away from worshiping. And we heard that they had to say, you know, unclean, unclean, because then people could know that they couldn't be sick from them. Now, actually, recently, several years actually, there was a kind of a documentary movie, and they actually saw today a village in Ghana, Africa, with lepers, literally today, like not 2,000 years ago, but today, some people have that illness. The connection then was to be cleaned. The priest back then was kind of like the doctor. And they would kind of see what if it's really lepers, if it was really being cleaned, or they're still unclean. And so if you notice that when Jesus was talking after he healed the leper, he said, go to the priest as Moses told you. Because they're still following the same law, that this man that was purified will offer a sacrifice to God. So if you want to read that more, like what? Check out Leviticus 14, really depths of what was going on, and then what Jesus did in the New Testament. The second, what did the leper do when he wanted to be healed? A leper came to Jesus and kneeling down begged him and said, if you wish, you can make me clean. The first thing he did, he knelt before Jesus. He knelt between who Jesus really is, meaning God. As we prepare for Lent, I ask you, how often do you kneel before God? I know you will now, a few minutes at Mass, right? You'll kneel down because God has sent his son from bread and wine into his body and blood. Have you ever knelt before you go to bed to thank God for the wonderful day or the hard day? To kneel before your bed and to put yourself on your knees to show that God is God and I am not. Do you ever wake up in the morning and just come out of your bed and pray again to kneel and say, Lord, thank you for another day. Help me today. Or have you ever been with a loved one in a hospital or nursing home that you just didn't visit, just didn't talk, but you actually prayed with them on your knees? Because that they can't kneel. That's one thought that kind of pricked my conscience with this leper. And finally, what did Jesus do after that healing? He remained outside in deserted places. It's kind of cool reading because I read it from, it's English, right? In Canada and the United States. You have some French here too. I don't, sorry. But your words were a little different. That he stayed out in the country, where the readings we had was about the outside in deserted places. Both good words. When we think about what Jesus was doing after his healing, everybody was following him, and he needed time to talk with his father. He needed to pray with his father. So he would go outside in the deserted places, where kind of like hide and seek, if you will, to pray. And I think that's another image for us, because when we come to Lent, to remind yourself today at Mass and the rest of the day and the week, where are those deserted places you have to go to? And I say that as a pastor, because in our culture with busyness and craziness and noise all the time, you have to find a place that you can be silent and be yourself. Whether that's a couple minutes or hours, whatever you can do. Where are those places you can be with silence, with the solitude to pray? A few ways we can do that in Lent, obviously. Mass, church, you're at one right now. Also know that across the river, I know we have, it's unbelievable, we have people from noon to 10, from Monday to Friday, for a desert, if you will, in our little chapel with adoration. So think of those ways, the three things, about what was about that leprosy about, the leper, the fact that he knelt, and that Jesus always, found his dad, his father. And we need to do the same as we get ready for Lent, to find these ways to be with our Lord, to be with him in silence, with God the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit.